From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Taliban says it carried out today's deadly attack on a United Nations guest house in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 11 people, including an American. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson says up until now, most Westerners, including UN staffers in Kabul, thought the building was safe.
While there's always a Taliban threat and people do try to be careful in this town, there sort of has been this demarcation or delineation. You don't really have attacks on Western compounds. And now everyone is sort of reassessing whether they are safe, whether, in fact, their home might be the one that is attacked tomorrow.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reporting. Security officials say international organizations should be on the lookout. Taliban militants donned police uniforms to storm the building. The attack was aimed at undermining next month's presidential runoff election. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says that's not going to happen.
The administration is confident that there are the appropriate resources to conduct an election and that the will of the Afghan people won't be thwarted.
The head of the UN mission in Afghanistan says its work will continue in that country. A deadly attack in Pakistan today took the lives of at least 90 people, most of them women and children. The car bomb in Peshawar brought down several buildings. The government blames militants angry over the army's major offensive against al-Qaeda and the Taliban in South Waziristan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was 3 hours away at the time in Islamabad, the capital. The seesaw nature of the economic recovery is showing up in the sales of new homes. Sales dropped unexpectedly last month, as we hear from NPR's Giles Snyder.
The Commerce Department says new home sales fell 3.6% in September to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 402,000. It was the sector's first drop in 6 months and was driven by a nearly 11% decline in the western U.S. and a 10% drop in the south. Despite a showing that many economists had expected to be better, the number of new homes left on the market at the end of the month shrank to its smallest in years, and the median sales price rose to nearly $205,000, up from the $199,900 median in August. Trends in the housing market have been influenced by low mortgage rates, more affordably priced homes, and a tax credit for first-time home buyers that expires at the end of the month. Congress is considering extending it. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Orders for big-ticket items rose 1% last month as demand for machinery was the highest in 18 months. Without that demand for big new machines, durable goods orders would have dropped in September as orders for planes and automobiles fell. It's the second time in 3 months that orders for big-ticket items have risen, fueling hopes the uneven economic recovery is beginning to stabilize. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 76 points to 98.05, the Nasdaq down 45. This is NPR. NASA successfully test-fired the rocket system it hopes will one day replace the space shuttle and take astronauts back to the moon. The unmanned rocket completed its short mission this morning after a one-day delay due to bad weather at Kennedy Space Center. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelzer reports.
NASA found a break in the clouds just half an hour before the end of the launch window for the Ares 1X test rocket.
Ignition and liftoff of Ares 1X. Testing concepts for the future of new rocket design.
The 327-foot-tall rocket soared into the air for about 2 minutes of powered flight. At 130,000 feet above the Earth, its first stage separated from the rest of the craft and tumbled down towards the Atlantic Ocean. NASA will recover that segment and retrieve data from a flight recorder and 700 onboard sensors. The test was the first step in the agency's plan to send astronauts back to the moon and on to Mars. That plan is currently under White House review. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
12 people have been seated on a jury to hear the first criminal case out of the raid on a polygamous group's ranch in West Texas last year. The jury was seated after 300 residents were summoned over a period of 2.5 years to secure the 12 jurors and two alternates in Schleicher County. Opening arguments are slated to begin later today in the case against polygamous leader Raymond Jessup. The World Series gets underway tonight in the Bronx. The New York Yankees are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, and fans are expecting this year's matchup to be full of drama. The Yankees and Phillies are both explosive offensive clubs and have plenty of quality starting pitchers. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.